Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Hey, well, my man Rob O'Donnell, you know he's got the show 3 to 6 every day. It is beyond worth a listen. It's worth hanging around with him. And he is with us now. He's got a little story that he is into, and he is with us now, our friend Rob O'Donnell. How are you, Rob?
Thanks for having me, Bob. How are you doing today on this Festivus occasion, I guess?
I guess every day is Festivus. Somebody, one of the listeners told me, and I can't stop laughing about it. Well, Rob, you've been looking into a little bit of an instance of voter fraud. Tell us what's happening.
Well, while I was doing the show on Election Day, I started to come across information that there was a person working as the judge of elections in West Scranton that was writing their own name on ballots and telling voters to vote for them because they're doing the job of judge of elections anyway. One of those voters posted on social media and complained. I started seeing this. Both him and his girlfriend received these ballots with this pre-filled in name. Now, the bubble wasn't filled out, but the name was. And when he questioned it, the person working as the judge of elections says, yeah, that's me. I'm doing the job, so please vote for me. I reached out to the director of elections, Beth Hopkins, at Lackawanna County, not because of the incident, because this individual provided an email from Beth Hopkins that he complained and saying, hey, is it legal for someone working at the polls to fill out my ballot with a name as a write-in and ask me to vote for them? Her response, her official response to this voter who was defrauded, was we told her she can't do that anymore. And I found that more abhorrent than anything in this matter. And I asked her to verify the email. To this day, she has not responded back to me.
Stop committing election fraud. Oh, Lord.
You know, since then, I started digging into this because my concern is if this person working as the judge of elections continued, because there was about almost 3 hours left of the election when I was made aware of this and reached out to Beth Hopkins. If this person was allowed to work those remaining 3 hours and do her job as the judge of elections, which is collect, secure, and deliver the ballots that she was writing her name on, Bob, to the county office, I have a big problem with that.
It's like with a lot of these people, making it up would sound better than the reality.
Listen, the simple official response from the director of elections for Lackawanna County to this voter is thank you for bringing this attention. We've immediately removed this individual. We're going to investigate and refer to the proper authorities. Now, we have since found out that they did refer this to the Lackawanna County district attorney, and the district attorney has a choice here. This could even be felonies or misdemeanor charges in this case. And we're waiting to see that, and I respect that investigation. But that does not negate the negligence of the director of elections, because if she's willing to admonish possible felonies and misdemeanors in this case, what else in the past has she admonished that we don't know about?
Well, it's ballot fraud, right? I mean, obviously.
It is tampering with a ballot. I've listed laid out the crimes, the specific crimes under election law. Again, it could be either a felony or misdemeanor, depending on which way the district attorney wants to go with this. But again, how do you, I mean, now that this person who was doing this was made aware by Beth Hopkins, because she said in her email that we told her she can't do this, what if she decided as she was securing this election after it was all said and done, oh my God, they caught me, I got to get rid of these ballots, and start pulling out the ballots that she wrote her name in? Now, the machine, the tally machine, would show the discrepancy and differences, but she would still be facing the same felony or misdemeanor charges if she did that, and then all these voters would be disenfranchised because their votes would be missing. But this story even gets worse, if you could believe that, Bob.
Go ahead.
while digging into this, because it's my understanding that Beth Hopkins may have given a different take to her superiors who asked what went on here. She's been told that saying that this person was immediately removed, that she sent a sheriff immediately. That's not the case. My sources tell me that a sheriff was indeed sent and told her to stop doing this or she would be removed. So that's a big difference. And I'm finding out now that the assistant director of elections, the person right under her, was removed from office a few days before the election for misconduct in a county facility that was caught on camera that no one was ever told about and to this day still isn't known to the public.
Fascinating. Well, you're going to hit all this today. You're waiting for some responses before your program, and you're going to take the story where it leads, right?
That's the way it goes, Bob. I've given the director two chances now. When the email was sent, this egregious email, where, hey, we simply told her to stop, and now ask her to make a comment on the assistant director of elections that was removed, if they'd like to make an official comment on that matter. If not, I have enough information to tell that story today at 3 o'clock.
Do they – maybe they don't know that they're dealing with a New York City detective? Did they forget
that? Yeah, that too. But you know what, Bob? If this information is coming across my desk, it has to be coming across other media sources, be it print or TV. And how they ignore a story like this, how they just say, you know, we don't want to make Lackawanna County look in a bad light because of who may be in charge or who may not be in charge. This is news the people, the voters, the taxpayers need to know.
Rob O'Donnell Show, 3 o'clock today. He'll be exploring it even more in-depth. Rob, thanks for the heads up on the whole story, and we look forward to hearing more about it at 3 o'clock.
I appreciate you having me, my friend.
All right, Rob O'Donnell, our 3 to 6 guy. It's
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.